Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots have a very solid young core of linebackers when it comes to Jerod Mayo, Brandon Spikes, and Dante Hightower. And the Patriots could take advantage of this year's prospects if they want to add some depth at that position. We'll have Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly with us in a bit. But first, as we continue our draft preview, here's a look at some of this year's prospects. One of the top linebackers comes out of Oregon, Deion Jordan. Not only is he insanely fast and intuitive, but he has experience in many different areas. Before switching to the defensive side of the ball, Jordan was a tight end. He then spent some time as a defensive end before moving inside, where he covered slot receivers much like a defensive back. And he also gained experience as a linebacker and is certainly a triple threat on defense. I wouldn't count on the Patriots going for a linebacker early, but certainly would not rule it out in the third round. Kiko Alonso from Oregon is extremely athletic and could be productive on the inside or outside. His versatility and resiliency to overcome injury and work his way back into the rotation makes him appealing to NFL scouts. And if the Patriots pick a linebacker in the later rounds, then keep an eye on Steve Beauharnais out of Rutgers. His best attributes as it relates to what the Patriots need is that he has good lateral movement. And as much as Coach Belichick loves versatility, if Beauharnais could solely be used for coverage, he might be worth the Patriots' pick. And we now bring in Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly. And Paul, the 2012 starters are intact for next season, but is this maybe an area where the Patriots can look at this year's draft talent as they think about their team in the coming years? We know that Jerod Mayo, Dante Hightower probably aren't going anywhere, but Brandon Spikes will be entering the final year of his contract. Not that that means anything, but maybe are they a little bit eager to kind of see what's in stock this year?
Yeah, it may mean something, you know, with Spikes specifically, but I do think that this is probably for the first time they have a young nucleus of guys they probably feel pretty good about on defense in general and at linebacker specifically. I do think there's a possibility you could see some movement in this. And one of the things that we talked about a little bit was just the advent of the running quarterback, the pistol formations, that the athletic guys, maybe you're looking for some smaller, athletic, more athletic guys inside. And there are a few guys in this draft. I think John Bostic is one of them from Florida, Nico Johnson from Alabama, Kiko Alonso from Oregon. They're all in that 6'1", 6'2", 6'3 range, around 245, 250 pounds. They can run. That's what they all have in common. They're inside linebackers that can move. They're very athletic. You know, I think gone are the days where you had this big 260, 270-pound guy that couldn't move. You have to be a really special athlete to be that size, and I think that's where the league is going.
So looking more towards that lateral movement and more coverage-oriented guys like inside linebackers.
This year. And that's been an area that people have sort of complained about. But don't forget Dane Fletcher, too. He missed all of last year with a torn ACL. I think he's a guy that they sort of like in space. I think he's shown, at least on a part-time basis, the ability to operate in space as that coverage linebacker. I'm not saying he's going to be Patrick Willis out there shutting people down. But I do think there's a little bit more depth there. It'll be interesting to see what Spikes, because if they do have any fears of losing Spikes as a free agent, which I think is a strong possibility, maybe in the middle round, some of those guys that we talked about might be possibilities.
So not unrealistic, then, to think that the Patriots could go for a linebacker. Are you thinking maybe more early third round or maybe wait till the seventh?
Yeah, it might be a situation where they're going to have to get some picks, because we know that really in the middle of that draft, they don't have any picks right now. They have a third rounder. I don't think that they're going to use one of the top three picks. If they stayed pat, 1, 2, 3, I don't think would be a linebacker. However, if they were able to trade down, pick up a couple of fourth-round picks, maybe somewhere in that area you might see one of these guys. A lot of different guys to choose from. Like I said, a lot of different athletes.
So you like John Bostic?
John Bostic's
Florida,
the one. And you
got to
have
radar.
That Florida pipeline. You always have to keep that in mind in really the SEC. I think Belichick has shown you that he really, really thinks the SEC is as good as everybody else thinks
right.
It is.
And don't forget, you can also catch Paul Perillo on their podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Patriots.com. That's correct, right?
The Friday is a roster report, but we do the podcast.
Okay. All right. So you can also
catch Paul
there.
Draft is going to be here before you know it.
I know. It's quickly, quickly approaching. So we will wrap this segment up, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.